Well, Iran and Iraq are warning against any possible foreign war on Syria. Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, slams efforts to launch a war against Syria as illegal under the United Nations Charter. Take a listen.
I do not know why those who say all options are on the table do not understand the fact that civilized countries 65 years ago took the options off the table when they rejected in the Charter of the United Nations resort to force as an illegal practice, a practice that creates an erga omnes obligation to avoid it. Why they call themselves civilized nations and continue to insist on all options being on the table. All options have been removed from the table long, long, long time ago.
Zarif was talking to reporters in a joint news conference with his Iraqi counterpart, Hoshyar Zebari, in the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. He added that those who plan to launch a war against Syria won't be capable of ending it. Zarif said U.S. President Barack Obama has unwillingly fallen in a trap set by others. The Iranian top diplomat said Tehran is attempting to prevent a war in the region. Zarif is in Iraq on his first overseas visit in his capacity as Iran's foreign minister. Iraq's foreign minister Zebari also believes any attack on Syria will impede a political resolution of the ongoing bloody crisis.
Certainly, if Syria is attacked, the Geneva II conference will be delayed, and the sides will not be ready to participate, so it would hinder political efforts to resolve the crisis.
Joining us now is E. Michael Jones from Indiana via Skype. He's the editor of the Culture Wars online magazine. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Jones. And I think the Iranian foreign minister basically sums it up when he says any attack on Syria is going to be illegal under the UN Charter. What do you make of that?
Yes, of course it's illegal. It's also illegal under the Nuremberg, the Nuremberg laws that came about as the trials after World War II. Aggressive war is an act of illegality. So what we have here is an attempt once again to get around the legality of the situation and force the situation by through military option. I think what happened here is we saw a convergence. I think that there was a movement toward a negotiated settlement. And in order to thwart that, there was this false flag gas attack that immediately was jumped on by Secretary of State Curry, who then began rushing everyone into an attack. The people here don't want an attack. The response of the American people to their legislators is running 300-1 against an attack. Even our local legislator here, who just spent 3 weeks in Israel, is against the attack. So nobody wants it, and that's why they're trying to force it as quickly as possible.
But Mr. Jones, very quickly, if you can, with the U.S. government so intent about going in and attacking Syria, do you think there is another path this can take?
Of course there is. There can be a negotiated settlement here. But what you're seeing here, what you're seeing here is that certain elements within the United States government are responding to pressure from the Israel lobby. The Israel lobby wants a war. They don't want a negotiated settlement. And John Curry now has showed his hand. He's a tool of the Israel lobby. He's the one who's pushing for war before the United Nations inspectors give their report. No one knows who staged this attack. That's why there's all this pressure, because when it comes out that Assad probably didn't do it, then the whole issue will just sink and they will have lost their opportunity for another war.
Okay, editor of the Culture Wars online magazine, E. Michael Jones, they're joining us via Skype from Indiana. Mr. Jones, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.